chase around your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air. In the
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan, investigating the attempt on former president's life, President Trump's life. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports Congress is questioning the FBI director.
Christopher Wray was asked about a drone that was found in Thomas Crook's vehicle after the shootings.
It appears that around 3:50 p.m., 4 o'clock in that window, on the day of the shooting, the shooter was flying the drone around the area.
Wray said Crooks appeared to have been live streaming what the drone captured for about 11 minutes. There were also three improvised explosive devices. Wray said they were relatively crude, but they had the ability to be detonated remotely.
Security tight ahead of a speech to Congress by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. CBS's Scott McFarland says some are protesting the country's handling of the war in Gaza.
There are dozens and dozens of congressional Democrats who have empty seats in the chamber making a statement. Meanwhile, outside the Capitol complex, they have re-erected this tall black metal fencing, the same kind we saw after January 6th, the same kind they've been putting in place during State of the Union addresses.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports we'll hear from President Biden later on today, 3 days after he dropped his re-election bid.
Probably going to hear a mix of domestic and foreign policy priorities. Remember, he's meeting with the Israeli prime minister, we can now report tomorrow. They're going to meet together with the families of American hostages who have been pressing this White House to get them back and to end that conflict between Israel and Hamas. There's that. There's the situation with Ukraine.
Delta Airlines says it expects operations to return to normal tomorrow as it struggles to recover from last Friday's tech issues that hit all parts of the globe. Overseas in Nepal, a chaotic scene after the crash of a domestic plane just after takeoff. The pilot was the lone survivor, 18 others killed. Smoke filled a terminal at JFK Airport today in New York. This man says his daughter sent him live video.
I saw smoke. I saw a good amount of smoke from top to bottom, and it was moving quickly.
It was an escalator fire. No one was hurt. The man accused of attempted murder in the attack on author Salman Rushdie is now charged with supporting a terror group. Salt Lake City has been picked to host the 2034 Winter Olympic Games. Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
Since the Olympics were in Salt Lake City, Utah in 2002, we've been dreaming about them coming back and never knew if it would become a reality. But today it is a reality and we couldn't be more excited.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 321 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Thomas Roanhouse resigned as a Racine County Board Supervisor to become interim county executive. The appointment was unanimously approved last night. Roanhouse will serve until a special election on December 19th. Two men were seriously injured in a boat explosion on Lake Michigan near Waukegan yesterday. The powerboat was engulfed in flames and sank after burning for about 90 minutes. David Karras has been appointed as the new trustee number one for the Mount Pleasant Village Board. He'll serve until next April following John Hewitt's resignation in May. Two contractors were arrested in Caledonia for a traveler scam involving improper driveway installation. Police say the suspects from Illinois were taken to the Racine County Jail with criminal charges recommended. A 107-room hotel has been proposed as part of the Summer's Gateway development. The project near E and the East Frontage Road could also include plans for a gas station and two restaurants. And the Racine County Fair starts its run today in Union Grove. There's a truck and tractor pull at the grandstand tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get the win at Wrigley. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Cubs and the Brewers in Chicago. It came down to a simple hit up the middle by Bryce Terang in the top of the eighth to break a 0-0 tie on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Base hit back up the middle. Bryce Terang gets it done. Two strikes, two outs, no big deal. All that early work pays off.
And that's the way it ended. Milwaukee 1, Chicago nothing. Bryce Terang talked about spending extra time before the game during batting practice working on that kind of situation.
Feels good. I want to win, you know. But, you know, we won tonight and we just got to move on to tomorrow. And, you know, it feels good. I'm happy the team won.
The series tied at one game apiece. They finish up today. NFL, the Packers held their practice another day without Jordan Love as contract talks continue. The team signing Jason Eason as a third quarterback in camp to help out. Eason's been with six other NFL teams, including Green Bay, earlier this spring. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today and quite comfortable with high temperatures right into those mid-70s. With winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour, we'll stay mostly clear tonight. There's no rain in the forecast until next week. But those temperatures do get warmer as we push in towards the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and Brewers. Wow, less than an hour away. 12:45 this afternoon. Listen live, pregame show, and the Brewers are going to be in Wrigley Field today.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
Radio Park to historic Hornick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering sounds of silence.
The awesome Simon and Garfunkel on WRJM with local news and timeless hits and our first ever summer sweepstakes. You can enter daily for your chance to win two club-level tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Cleveland Guardians Friday, August 16th. Just go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary. on WRJN. You spoke, we listen. That's why we got the music on. And, of course, the news, too. And the Brewers are coming up in the next 30 minutes right here on WRJN. You can listen to them live on 1400 AM, but also 99.9 Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha as the Brewers take on the Cubs in Chicago today.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious! Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A traveling man made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I owned a heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, the sea. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Timeless Hits WRJN. The song was initially for Sam Cooke, the guy that wrote it. Jerry Fuller ended up giving it to Ricky Nelson, the guy who wrote Traveling Man and Young Girl for Gary Puckett and Union Grap. Just passed away this past week, Jerry Fuller. Oh, he was quite the songwriter. Here's Lemon Pipers and Green Tambourine on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Drop your silver in my tambourine.
Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend later, because we got the Brewer game coming up. Yeah, it's going to be kind of a weird day for me, because normally I work until 2 and I just love being here. But now I get to listen to the game. Normally, I don't get to listen to the Brewer game all that often. So Brewers at Wrigley Field this afternoon, 12:45 is a pregame show, and you can listen live right here on 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha, and of course, 1400 AM. Now it's time for the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin just broke a record for capital investments. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says more than $2.4 billion was invested in Wisconsin in fiscal year 2024. The old mark was $1.8 billion. The biggest projects include the Keekaman expansion in Walworth and the Purina pet food plant in Jefferson. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new presidential campaign in Battleground, Wisconsin. She spoke to a crowd of supporters at a high school in West Allis yesterday.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris has secured enough pledged delegates to win the Democratic Party nomination. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Instead of finishing work on a concrete driveway, two contractors were taken to jail. The Caledonia Police Department says they were called last week to a home for the report of a possible traveler scam on Windale Drive. Three suspects from Illinois, including one previously deported, were arrested for improperly installing a driveway for an elderly victim. The suspects, claiming to work for Allstate Paving and Masonry, were taken to the Racine County Jail with criminal charges recommended. Mount Pleasant has filled a hole. The village board has selected David Karras to serve as the new trustee number one. His appointment will last until the current term expires in April of next year. The move follows John Hewitt's resignation in May. A boat explosion on Lake Michigan near Waukegan has left two people seriously injured. Rescue teams responded to the scene near North Point Marina, where a Good Samaritan had already taken the victims to shore before they were taken to the hospital. Deputies found a powerboat engulfed in flames, which burned for about 90 minutes before sinking. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. There's been a plan going around for a development around the interstate exit in Summers. Now, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal, a hotel has brought forward plans to be a part. A new 107-room hotel has been proposed as part of the Summers Gateway development. The hotel would be part of a larger 25-acre project that includes plans for a gas station, convenience store, and two restaurants. That would be near E in the East Frontage Road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today and quite comfortable with high temperatures right into those mid-70s. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour will stay mostly clear tonight. There's no rain in the forecast until next week. Those temperatures do get warmer as we push in towards the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo,
didn't call.
And Domino on WRJM with local news and timeless hits. Where's the sunshine? Cloudy out there, 73 right now. The Rascals. version of this from the 80s. Ah, baby, baby. The Supremes on WRJN Local News Timeless. It's Brewers coming up in the next few minutes. Pre-game show. They're in Chicago. I know. I finally get to listen to the game live. Here's Stevie Wonder with Superstition.
Let us ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
3, 2, 1
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track! Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Reese Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded.
Way, way back, way, way gone. Game-tying home run, Jackson Chourio.
Today, the crew takes on the Chicago Cubs in Chicago at Wrigley Field.
3-1, drive to deep left. Boy, did Hoskins unload on this one. Lined out towards left, coming over is Chourio, diving catch, and this ball game is in the books.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On what is turning out to be a gorgeous day for baseball in Chicago, it is the Brewers and the Cubs for the final time this season. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Wrigley Field alongside Josh Maurer and our producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you as we get the On Deck Show built by Menards underway. The Brewers have clinched the season series with last night's 1-0 shutout victory over the Cubs. They look for their 8th win over Chicago on the season in the final game between these two teams. Brewers looking to make it a 4-1 road trip with a win this afternoon as well. The Brewers will go with an opener. It'll be left-hander Rob Zastrzyzny, a former Cub, on the mound for the crew. They will face a fellow left-hander in Cubs ace Justin Steele. Should be a fun one this afternoon here in the friendly confines. We're glad you're with us. We'll talk to Josh Maurer when we return right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Make this the summer to save at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass for just $199 a month for 27 months, or save with super low 2.9 financing on all their most popular models. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. No security deposit required. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. $4,150 due at signing. 2.9% APR on select models. See dealer for details. Expires 7/31/24.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Pottawatomie wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Pottawatomie rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
you're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Cubs. Again, the final time this year. Seems weird to say that, Josh. It is still July, and yet these two teams will not see each other the rest of the season after today. How about that?
I know. It feels like you're missing out on an opportunity for some fun games in late August or September, but that's the way that it went this season. And the Brewers, as you said, they'll win the season series. Second year in a row, they win more games than they lose against the Cubs, and that's always a good thing for our Brewers. Good to hear it. And they pulled out a win last night that they didn't necessarily have to get. That could have gone either way, but the Brewers did just enough to get their second 1-0 victory of the season.
Yeah, the description from some of the writers talking to Pat Murphy after the game last night was that there's like a sense of relief because the Brewers made some mistakes in the game, but still made enough plays to get the one run across and to win the game. That's the best news, but I think that's also the exciting thing about this team is it's such a young core of guys that there is better baseball in front of them still, and Pat Murphy understands that.
And real quick, Lane, you just look at this road trip, to your point, all these wins, they're 3-1 on the road trip coming out of the All-Star break. Every game that they've won has been a nip and tuck, either one-run game or they had that 12-inning victory to start it on Saturday.
Teachable moments are better when you're winning. And that's what the Brewers have had on this road trip. Well, Brewers will try to make it a 4-1 trip here this afternoon. We'll talk to Pat Murphy when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network. Save big money in outdoor storage solutions now at Menards. Suncast sheds are perfect for storing toys, long-handled tools, and yard equipment. These sheds feature low-maintenance construction, easy assembly, and include a 10-year warranty. Save big money on Suncast storage sheds at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, you look back at last night's game, a 1-0 victory, and boy, Colin threw the ball well and some big innings out of your bullpen. That eighth inning from Jared Koenig was really impressive, how he was able to get out of that jam.
Yeah, it's been a knack of his. You know, if you remember earlier, I'm not sure who it was against, but he had a similar situation with a bunch of pitches that weren't called and that type of thing, and he still just got through it. Last night it was more, you know, the Cubs kept pressure on him, and he just kept rising to the occasion. So a lot of good performances. Figuero was great. Hudson was great. And then obviously McGill. So, but not to overshadow the job that Colin Ray did. He was, you know, he was great all night long, kept himself ahead. When he wasn't a big jam, he made big pitches. Nine innings from five different pitchers. That's a shutout. It's pretty impressive.
And we've talked a lot about
this young team and getting a chance to play in different atmospheres. They had a chance earlier in this road trip to play in a really great atmosphere in Minnesota with two different partisan crowds going back and forth. And the crowds here have been intense and in the moment because they've been close games. How much can these guys glean from being in these types of situations and this type of environment as you get closer towards the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, you think about the places they've been already in these environments, you know, whether it's Philly, L.A., Houston, Baltimore, Minnesota, all those places were tremendously loud playoffs atmosphere type thing. And that just, for all our young players, that just bodes well for the end of the season. And we just kind of keep them going.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Make this the summer to save at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass for just $199 a month for 27 months or save with super low 2.9 financing on all their most popular models. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. No security deposit required. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. $4,150 due at signing. 2.9% APR on select models. See dealer for details. Expires 7/31/24.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Justin Steele gets the ball today for the Cubs in this finale. Rob Zastrzyzny will go for the Crew to open things up here this afternoon. Tough news, of course, last night and then today with Christian going on the IL. Just one of those things where this has been something that has had to be managed over time and probably will continue to be moving forward as well.
Yeah, it hurts. Huge news. I mean, what this guy means for us in the clubhouse, on the field, there's no greater loss. I mean, this guy is he's been the backbone of our success, and it crushes me to even say that he's on the IL.
Now, you look at him, Wade, Brandon, guys that are pillars, if you will, of this team, but dealing with injury. The one thing they've all done a great job of when on the IL is to be present in this clubhouse and be there for these guys. And Christian's taken on that role really well this season when he's not been on the field.
Well, no doubt. I mean, that's a sign. That's why they're pillars, because it's the character of who they are. And Christian is good as anyone at this, and he doesn't get nearly the credit he deserves for what he means to our club.
You know, I know you talked to some of the younger players about different situational stuff that came up over the course of the game last night. How challenging is that with younger players? Because for so much of their career, they're being told what to do. And now they get here, they've got the freedom to make a lot of their own decisions. Is that part of the coaching part of managing that has to be a daily thing sometimes with younger players?
Yeah, it's a great situation. Like, we got young players, they're hungry and they want to learn and they're going to make mistakes and we're going to help them through it. And then we have a responsibility. It's our communication too. So it's not just the player. You know, we got to be more clear on how we communicate and all those types of things. So we're working on that, and hopefully we'll do a better job of it and be able to score more than one run. But we got our work cut out for us today. This kid Steele has been a nemesis for us. He throws the ball great. He's a great competitor. And I don't expect the Cubs to lay down.
Murph, we appreciate it. Best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's Blaine's Farm and Fleet's Rewards Member Appreciation Event. While we offer unbeatable deals every day, now through July 31st, we're showing extra appreciation to our rewards members with exclusive deals. Like 40-pound bags of Blaine's Black Oil Sunflower Seeds, $17.99. Rewards members save an extra $2. Select oil filters, 15% off for rewards members, and 15% reward savings on all Blazer trailer lighting. Not a reward?